Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
The blood of Jesus. Praise be to God. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. Can we clap our hands for the choir? Very powerful ministration. Amen. All right. The Bible said, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Those whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Praise be to God. Shall the encounter with the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. One of the most important components in the human body is blood. The blood is arguably the most important component that is in the human body. Because blood, ladies and gentlemen, cannot be manufactured in a laboratory. When other parts of the body malfunctions, a replacement can be manufactured, but not blood. In recent times, when your head is becoming bald, there's something called hair implant. New hair can be planted on your head and you'll be walking through town as though you were never bald. When an arm of an individual malfunctions, a robotic arm can be made for the person to function as though the arm was original. When the leg of an individual malfunctions, that he was like Apache. A robotic leg can be made for the individual to walk properly. But when something bad happens to your blood, nothing can be done about it. And because of that, blood cannot be priced. Any amount of money you offer to buy blood, you cannot buy it. That is why we donate blood. We donate something that must not carry value. When you put value or price tag on something like blood, it loses value. Hello? Blood, ladies and gentlemen, contains the life of the person who gives it. And that is why you cannot price blood, because it contains life. Nobody can buy life. If life can be bought, the richest people who ever lived and died, they would have been dead, they would have bought life. But life cannot be bought. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible said, the life of our flesh is in the blood. In other words, the life of every individual is in his or her blood. That stands to reason that the life of God is in the blood of Jesus. And that is why anytime we appropriate the blood on any dead destiny, on any dead family, on any dead career, they have no option but to bounce back. And this morning I prophesy by the speaking of the blood of Jesus, anything that is dead in your life, it shall come back alive. I say it shall come back alive. Hear me, the life that is in God is more potent than the force of death. No matter what is dead in your life, by the application of the blood, I see you bouncing back. Your career will bounce back. Your family will bounce back. Shout amen like thunder. The Bible says he came to give life and give you more abundantly. Maybe the enemy has wasted an aspect of your life, but thank God for the tokens. We declare by the blood of Jesus, let everything wasted be restored. May the Lord perfect every good thing that has been wasted. Shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah. Anytime we talk about the blood, I always share a story with you. About the father, those times that we were in school, during a season where things became difficult for students. That season is called Hala season. No matter how prepared you are, no matter how miserly you are, your food will get finished. Your money will get to the red zone. It was that time that some medical officers came to the school and they convinced us to donate blood. And they said, when you donate blood, they'll give you a cup of Milo drink. They'll give you a cup. And when boys heard that, they'll drink a cup of Milo. They said, what am I using my blood for? So we were moving out in badges to donate our blood. And when they donate blood, they said, where is my cup of Milo? And I tell you, there's this guy that was in a class those times. The guy looked very feeble. He too said he was going to donate blood. And everybody was looking at him with concern. Because though we were all not looking fit, in fact, he was looking very feeble. It looks like he would need our blood than any other person. This guy decided to go and donate blood. They gave him a cup of Milo drink. When he was going back, he collapsed. He didn't enter the lecture hall. The medical officers went to carry him, put him on the medical bed, and gave him back his own blood. The interesting thing is that he has drank the Milo already. That's a very smart guy. He said he needed blood more than anybody. He said he was going to donate blood because of Milo. And so that shows me that anything that happens to your blood has direct effect on your life. Anything that happens to your blood has what? Direct effect on your life. In the same vein, in the realms of the spirit, the most expensive commodity is blood. Blood is regarded as the highest form of currency. Hear me? Like we have it in Ghana now, that when you have some dollars in your bank account, you have some dollars in your pocket, you are at a better position to become some things and be able to do some things. When you have dollars right now, you lose respect. Because you can afford many things. Because changing $1 will make you smile. Hello? When you understand the place of blood and its application, you are at a better place in life. It does not matter who has taken off before you. By the time they'll get to the finish line, because you understand the application of blood, you will be established in power before they get there. You will be established in profit and progress. I don't know who I'm here to talk to, but I see an overtaker's anointing coming upon you because of the talking of the blood of Jesus. Come on, shout yes. Come on, shout yes. Hear me, anytime the blood is considered, every other currency in the spirit loses its value. In the spirit realm, there are currencies that are used, but the blood tops all. Anytime blood is used, it can be used as a weapon to bring an end to every argument, battle, and contention. There are some people in life, they always move from frying pan into fire. It looks like battles will never cease. That is a sign that it is time to appropriate blood. Because it will only take blood to bring an end to warfare in your life. There are people, they fight from January to December. But because we are appropriating the blood this morning, I declare, there shall not be warfare around you again in this year. I speak peace into your dwelling. Let peace enter into your life. Come on, shout amen like thunder. In 2 Kings chapter 3, from verse 1, the Bible spoke about the king of Moab by name Misha. Misha was giving dues to King Ahab, the king of Israel. But after King Ahab died, Misha refused to contribute his token to the king of Israel by name Joram. Joram is a son of Ahab. And so, by not paying, the Bible says he rebelled against the king of Israel. And in those days, when you rebel against your master, you are calling for warfare. You are calling for battle. So the king of Israel said, because you have rebelled against me, I'm going to enter into combat with you. You will tell me today who the master is. Because you are a servant to me, you must give me dues. You must pay dues that I deserve as a master. So the Bible says he called the king of Edom and he called King Jehoshaphat. So when they were on their way to the battle, Bible said they got to a place where there was no water for them to drink. The soldiers had no water to drink. They had horses, they had cattle, they had sheep. You know, those days when they go to war, they can spend 2 months in the war place because they have a camp. So they can go and be there for many weeks, many months before coming back. But they had no water to drink. So the king of Israel said, it looks like God wants to kill us. Joshua said, God will not kill us. He said, is there not a prophet? In moments where you don't have water to drink, you must seek a prophet to show you what to do. So they sought for Elisha the prophet. Now hear me. When Elisha came, he requested that before he would prophesy, a musician must play the harp and sing a song. So they brought a musician, and the musician was playing the harp and began to sing. You unravel me with a melody. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Was singing, the Bible said, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he began to prophesy. He said, the valley that you find yourself in, make ditches. In other words, make gutters all over the valley. This is the word of the Lord. You will not see rain, you will not see wind, but the valley shall be filled with water. You and your cattle and your soldiers, you have a drink. Then he said, as for the Moabites, you are going to defeat them. You are going to cut down their good trees. You are going to stop their wells. Because that is the word of God for your life. They shouted amen and they went to sleep. The following day when they woke up, the Bible said that the valley was filled with water. There was no rain, but water came from nowhere and filled the valley. There is an aspect of God that you have to do something for God to help you. But there's another realm of God called the sovereignty of God. He does not need the permission of man to do what he can do. In this season, it looks like every place is dry around your life. But tomorrow by this time, can I speak the word of God? Tomorrow by this time, there shall be plenty around your life and your family. Come on, shout amen to the word of God. Tomorrow by this time, where things are dry, God will fill it with his goodness. I said, God will fill it with his goodness. Shout and believe in amen. Amen. So when they woke up, they saw water, they drank. And the Bible said that same morning, the Moabites came into battle array. But when they looked into the valley, instead of seeing water, they saw blood. Hello? Instead of seeing water, they saw blood. Then they said among themselves that it looks like the king of Edom, the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, they fought among themselves and they saw much blood. Because it happens in those days that kings can meet in battle, but confusion can be set among them and begin to kill each other. So when they saw blood, they thought that they had killed themselves. What they don't know is that the breakthrough of the children of God is always a trap to their enemies. Listen, people think that you are still at the old level. When God blesses you, something tells them that it is not blessing. They want to come around and touch it again. But anyone who will touch you by accident, may the Lord strike them down before you. I said, may the Lord strike them down before you. Come on, shout amen like thunder. So they said they killed themselves. So the Moabite decided to go and go for the spoil. The spoil is the things you leave after you are dead in battle. When they got close, they carry basket instead of carrying sword. When they got close, they realized that it was not blood, though, it was water. It was too late to go back and take the sword. The Israelites pounced on them. That was how they were defeated. But when the battle was ongoing, the king of Moab, the Bible said, took his 700 early soldiers. So the men that drew sword, men that don't die in battle anyhow. He said that he took them and sent them into the battle. But the Israelites defeated them. Then the king said, it looks like this battle is not ordinary. Because these 700 early soldiers, you see, when they call a soldier an early soldier in the U.S., that one soldier can destroy 1,000 people. They are highly trained. They are specially trained. 700 of his men died. They said, no, it looks like this battle is not an ordinary battle. It looks like he's fighting something that is out of this world. So the Bible said he took his son, the one who would have reigned in his stead, his eldest son, and killed him and offered him as a burnt offering to his idol. And the Bible said when he did that, there was a great anger from God against the Israelites, and they began losing battle. What it means is that the Israelites entered into battle with prophecy, which is good. But somebody with the voice of sacrifice superimposed his victory over them. It means that in the realms of the spirit, there are rules of engagement. Something is higher than something. Something is stronger than something. And in this season, as we apply the voice in the blood of Jesus, any negative word that has empowered an individual against you, I said they shall fall for your sake. I said they shall fall for your sake. I said they shall fall for your sake. Shout amen like thunder. Amen. Verse 27. This man does not serve God, the God you and I serve. He serves idols. But in the realms of the spirit, we have rules of engagement. Whether the person is a Christian or not, once the person engages the rule, it will work for him. Hello? This is why I saw salvation. Salvation takes you to heaven. We are talking about how to make it in life and have the upper hand. This one is not about playing nice football. It's about learning how to dive in an 18. Zero, he learned how to dive. Though it was a cheat, Ghana was defeated now. How to win in life is not always about smartness. It's about how to cheat the game. That's why he's number one. Give the Lord a clap of him. You don't understand. I will explain. Amen. There are many Christians who are always sensitive to prophecies. Prophecies have their place. But in another region, in the realms of the spirit, prophecy lacks power. The voice of blood supersedes the voice of prophecy. The one who gave the prophecy that the Israelites will win is not ordinary prophet. This Elisha, who had the double portion of Elijah's anointing. Before he prophesied, the Bible said, and the hand of the Lord came upon him, not the hand of the devil. But somebody who has never heard prophecy before engaged the voice of a blood, and he won the battle. Can we talk like spiritual people? That is why many people have prophecies and enter into the market world. Rather, they are defeated. Because the people that they are combating with, they understand the place of blood. This thing people call religion, any religion that is not established on blood does not last. This spirituality called Christianity, it was found on blood. The blood not of a man, of God, who came down on earth to die. That is why nobody can shut down the church. Jesus said, I build my church. And the gifts of hell cannot prevail. He was not bluffing. He established the church on his blood. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Islam is a bloody one. No matter the school they attend, they still do sacrifices. No matter where they have traveled to in the world, they know how to sacrifice cows and sheep. They don't pray like us. But to take over in the market world and in life, you must understand the place of blood and its application. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Follow me carefully. The last advantage of God, the man you and I serve, his last advantage in heaven, on earth, under the earth, is the blood of Jesus. When everything is failing in the family, when everything is failing in the life of an individual, blood does not fail. Where everything is failing, blood prevails. It cannot fail. I pray in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus will speak in your life like never before. I said, let the blood speak in your life like never before. Shout the blood of Jesus. In heaven, the Bible said, and war broke out in heaven. I'm not talking about Parliament House. I'm talking about the seat of all government. War broke out. So when you see war in church, it is normal. When you see contention and argument, even in heaven, war broke out. Were we not in this country where our parliamentarians were exchanging blows? After they exchange blows, they are still seated. They are still governing. So war broke out in heaven, but God was not part of the warfare, because it will be an eyesore for the creator to fight his creation. The Bible said, Michael and his angels, they fought against the dragon. And they didn't fight against him and prevail against him because they outnumbered the dragon. They did not fight because Michael was stronger than the devil. But they prevailed against the devil because of the blood. Oh. Because of the blood. You have no idea the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, Michael in heaven was lower in rank than the devil. The devil was an anointed cherub. I think we saw it last week. Cherubim are the ones closest to the holiness domain of God. They are the ones closest to the throne of God. And their assignment is to guard the throne of God. Seraphims fly above the throne. And we have the four living creatures. These entities come before archangels. And Michael is an archangel. The devil is a cherub. So it means that he has access to the throne of God. Instead of him to protect the throne of God, he was rather trying to overthrow God. And Michael took it upon himself to fight against something that is higher than him. Why did he win? Because he has access to the blood. It may be that what you are dealing with in life is older than you. Maybe it dealt with your father and mother and made them useless. But because of your access, to the blood of Jesus, I see you having the upper hand. I say, I see you having the upper hand. I see you having the upper hand. Shout ember like thunder. Maybe what you are dealing with has been in your blind life for a very long time. It looks like men cannot lift up their heads. Women cannot become prominent. You saw it. It happened to your relatives. Now you are getting scared. I came to tell you, don't be scared, because you have access to the blood of Jesus. And by the speakings of the blood, I see your career flourishing. I see your destiny becoming great. I see lifting being your portion. I see anything you touch from today, it shall work in your favor. Shout amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a clap of it. So here on earth, when the Israelites were still in captivity in Egypt, hear me carefully. God sent his servant Moses to tell Pharaoh the king, let my people go. When Moses said it, Pharaoh laughed. Moses said, why are you laughing? He said, which God can come and instruct me? Do you know who you are talking to? I am Pharaoh of Egypt. Are you new in town? You have no idea who you are talking to. Say, who is that God? He said, the name of my God is I am that I am. He said, go and tell that God I'll not let his people go. Not a man sending Moses, God sent Moses. Do you know that when we speak God's word into people's life, there are entities that question us? Don't you see it during deliverance? When the guy say, who are you to tell me to move out? There are entities that talk back. That is why in our generation, as a man of God, the only way your voice will have power is when you are sacrificial. Without sacrifice, your words are like that of any other person. It will carry no weight. Are you hearing me? God said, go and tell him, let my people go. Say, go and tell that God, I don't give a damn. He refused. That's when we speak to certain things, they talk back. Because in the place of power, in the realms of the spirit, things answer to blood sacrifice. As a man of God, when the airtime you buy in a year is more than your offerings on the altar, you are not going forward, though. I don't know where you are going, but forward part there, you are not going. In a whole year, you're giving to help people is smaller than the money you used to buy food to eat. You are not ready. I say you are not what? You are not ready. Because in the place of power, before something will shift from Egypt to Canaan, something must happen beyond words. So the Bible said, God, not a prophet, God, not a president, sent 9 plagues into Egypt. But none of them could break the bondage of 430 years. God, the Israelites were in bondage for 430 years. God sent darkness. He sent lice. He sent flies. He sent frogs. He sent hailstones. But Pharaoh said, Odeshi, it cannot work. He still kept the people of God in bondage. That's what I'm telling you. There are many families, many people are in bondage. I wanted to say something. When I paused like that, I know something has passed through my mind. I wanted to marry a lady. Now I have your attention. My ex, the one who broke my heart. One day I had a dream. When we were still dating. And in the dream, before the dream, she has introduced me to her grandmother and the people who are relevant in the family. In the dream, I saw that I entered into the family house of this lady. And I saw when you enter into the family house, the first person you must greet is the grandmother she introduced to me. And when you enter, she will take an animal from you and she feeds a python. There's a python in the next room. So when she takes the animal from you, she uses it to feed the python. Now, the room after the python, where the python is, are people who have been kept there. So I saw lawyers, nurses, judges. I saw many kinds of people with higher qualifications, but they are kept in that room. When I got there, I did not have anything in my hands. So the grandmother took the slippers that I was wearing. He said, you came here with nothing, so bring your slippers. And your slippers is your assignment in life. The woman took my assignment too. She took my assignment. Then I saw myself leaving. Something said, go back for your slippers. And I started wrestling with this woman. I wrestled with the woman. I was tired. But I managed to take the slippers and I ran out of the house. When I ran out from the house, it was not long. She gave me a broken heart. Though I was crying, I was still happy. One side of me, because how can I be feeding python? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Before some, so nurses are there in that family. There's no greatness. So she was the one that I told you that she sends the father. Before she would buy the father one bottle of beer, she would send her, go to Seker, take something from me, go to Ashima, go and take something. She sends the biological father. That means that before long, she'll start sending me. Are you hearing me? Because there's a power over there. No matter who you are, you must come under the power. There are many families, they are in bondage. They are not coming out. 430 years of captivity. Who will help these people? Then God spoke and said, let them kill a lamb. Let them apply the blood on their doorpost. That night, my judgment will come upon the land. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over every house that has the blood. Are you there with me? So there are many of you hearing the sound of my voice. you need the speakings of blood in your life. Without the speakings of blood, clapping your hands and praying, there are certain breakthroughs you can never see it. You can't. You may be a good person, but life does not respond to good persons. It responds to sacrifice. The one who has blood speaking in their lives. Today, the blood will speak in your life. I said the blood will speak in your life. I said the blood will speak in your life. Shout another believing amen. So many of us, we are praying, believing God for a breakthrough in a particular area of our lives. You have fasted, you have prayed, but it looks like this thing is refusing to yield. The reason is that there's a high chance that what you are dealing with is blood related. Issues that are blood related don't respond to prayer and fasting alone. Stay with me. We fast, we pray in this house. So I'm not against fasting and prayer. But I'm telling you, there are certain situations of life that hinder prayer. There is a cloud, an atmosphere that can come upon an individual, a family, a nation, and they will not make it, no matter how good they are. It happened to Daniel. Daniel prayed, a prayer that was supposed to be answered in seconds. It took him 21 days. Not 21 days of sitting down, but 21 days of consistent prayer, morning, afternoon, evening, to lose that cloud for his answered prayer to come. The angel came and said, in the day you had it in your heart to humble yourself in fasting, to pray before God, that was when God sent me with your answer. But when I was coming, there was a cloud, an entity, a kind of atmosphere that hindered me for 21 days. If it had not been for your prayer, I wouldn't have come. Many people hearing me, your answer is beyond a certain cloud. There are clouds. Lamentation 3:44. Let me show you something. There are clouds that hinder prayer. That's why a church can be at a place. They are praying, but there is no impact. There's no impact because there are certain forces that have become clouds over that area. My God. Any cloud in your family hindering prayer and effort, shout and say, catch fire. Shout and say, catch fire. Shout and say, catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Look at it. You have covered yourself. If it says with the cloud, that means that it's only one. But I said you have covered yourself with what? And that's what? Did you see that? That prayer should not pass through. That is why there are certain spiritual entities. No matter how you pray against them, they are still growing stronger and stronger. They have hidden themselves in a particular cloud, so your prayers cannot go through. There are certain things that can hinder prayer, but not a prayer that has blood as the foundation. Anything that hinders prayer will give way to blood. Oh. Because the blood of Jesus goes beyond the limits of life. When the blood touched Golgotha, it visited the sun, and the sun became dark for 3 hours. When the blood enters into the earth shook because everyone who was buried must come out. When the blood entered into church, the Bible said the veil that divided the holy place from the holy of holies, it parted from top to bottom. The blood is unstoppable. Once the blood is on your life, you also become unstoppable. I prophesy over your destiny that in this season you are unstoppable. You are untouchable. In the name of Jesus, come and shout yes. You covered yourself with a cloud. Give the Lord a clap of him. Are you here with me? Anything that is not giving way to your prayer is blood related. And ladies and gentlemen, it takes blood to answer blood. It takes what? Blood to answer blood. There are some things that are done in your family. Some people use their own blood. One time, there was a lady that came to this church when we were at the old place. When we were praying for her, her mother got manifested. The mother who gave birth to her. He said, you cannot liberate my daughter. I said, why? He said, because I want to keep her in bondage, I have killed her other siblings. The children that she herself has given birth to, she has killed all of them to make sure that this particular one doesn't make it. How many of you were there? It was an online service. Oh, raise your hand so that they'll say, Pastor, every day is saying something. She killed her own children to make sure this one, so she has only one child, this one will not make it. When we brought the communion, you let me leave that one. Are you hearing me? There are some things that had been done in your family. They were done in blood. They sacrificed animals. Some people cut themselves and use it to write that as long as I live, even after death, this particular group of people do not make it. That one does not respond to prayer. It responds to sacrifice. Anything that has been done in blood, written by the blood of man or animals, to be bondage over your life forever. This morning we invoke the speakings of the blood of Jesus. That let that establishment be abolished. Let it be abolished. Let it be abolished. Let it be abolished in the name of Jesus. For it is written, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I speak into the written of your destiny. Every embargo of a curse, as you clap your hands, by the blood of Jesus, we command it to scatter, 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 in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. Are you still there? And so the scripture we read in Revelation 13 verse 8, it says that it reveals that this world is established on the foundation of blood. Are you still there or you are home? It said this world, ladies and gentlemen, world is different from earth. It said the Lamb of God, the Lamb who is Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. World is different from earth. Earth is the physical surface where animals and plants interact. But when we talk about the world is a system by which the earth is governed. Let me explain. The kingdom of God is a system. The media is a system. Hello? Anything that happens in the world affects what happens on the earth. Hello? This earth, where human beings we are, it is influenced by the world. And the world is in two forms. We have the supernatural world, and then we have the societal world. Hello? The supernatural world, ladies and gentlemen, it's made up of principalities. When we say principal, it means that a prince which is in charge of polities. Polities is a region. So an individual who is in control over a region. Hello? Principalities. We have powers. In the supernatural, we have what is called powers. If you are born in Greater Accra, you've not seen anything before, you say powers do not exist. You've not seen anything before. In places, people can be standing with you and be chatting, and you see them suspending in the air. Say, hey, power's day. In a place in Nigeria called Benin, some pastors who didn't check their call of God well, they went there to go and do evangelism, talking by heart. If you don't give your life to Christ, this your idols, and your useless idols, they were talking by heart. According to the story, they slept at night, only for them to wake up at the market. The mattress they slept on, the mattress disappeared from the room and was at the market. As they were stretching on the bed and they were doing their things on the bed, the market women were looking at them. They woke up to realize that they were at the market. Powers day. Powers day. I'm telling you, there are principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, high places, low places, dominions, thrones. Hello? These are wealth. Thrones, we have thrones in Ghana. Chieftaincy. Hello? Chieftaincy. They have influence. They have the things they rule over. Amen. When we're going to, when we got this land, they charge us a lot of money. They call it what? Asafuache. Asafuache. If you don't pay that money, they'll release some guys from the palace to frustrate your work. Huge sums of money. You have to pay that one to the throne of Kwabena before they give you chance. Because according to them, let me not go there. Thrones, dominions, powers, principalities, rulers. Hello? Those are the world of the world, the supernatural. Now we have the societal world. The societal world has to do with government or politics. Hello? Then we have education. We have media, news and commentary. We have business. We have art and entertainment. We have religion and spirituality. The last one is family. They are called the societal world. Hear me carefully. Before you can lift up your head in any of this world that you find yourself in, you must be a person of sacrifice. You must be a person of what? Sacrifice. Without that, you have no. That's why people will sing a song, then they'll go and sacrifice their best friend at a malas, then the song become a hit. One corner, one corner, one corner, one corner, one corner. I'm not saying my corner has done sacrifice. I'm just saying that useless songs will become a hit. Because it is not the lyrics of the song, but what is backing the song. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Before you can lift up your head in politics, you must understand the place of sacrifice. It is not English. Before they stand before you and speak English, they have done things. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. There are like many people who are into politics, whose stand is in God is not firm. They can't go to church. Because the things they have done, brothers and sisters, the things they have done, they cannot be in church and take communion. They can't. Are you hearing me? So you want to be a politician? It's good. We don't use clean face to do politics. Before you ascend to the place, if you are a man of God and you are not a sacrificial person, you will not have a voice in your generation. When you talk, people will scatter instead of them to gather. Because whatever you say, they don't hear God. They hear anger. They hear annoyance. They hear foolishness. Because spirits will misrepresent you. Anything you say, don't turn it. Oh. Are you hearing me? Can we talk as spiritual people? Are you hearing me? So that is what it is. So you cannot lift up your head. There's a brother of ours here. His boss at work. He shared a story with me. He said his boss at work from the 80s. Every year he builds one church. Dash it to a community and disappear. For the past 10 years, he builds two churches in a year. This year he's building one at Bujumbura and the other one at Kwehu. He said he spends, I think 1.5 million Ghana cedis on one church building. He builds two, does it, and disappears. These are movers and shakers. We are not talking about the one that you have, you give one cedi in church, then you tell us what to preach. We are not talking about that one. Because of one city, you want to hijack us. No. We are talking men of power. Stop it. Men of power. Hello? That is why some people don't pray like us. Just by sacrifice, they can make nonsense of your destiny. But if you know how to pray and you are sacrificial, the sky, nothing can be your limit. Give the Lord a clap of him. Why will God establish the world on the foundation of blood? The lamb that was slain. Why? The reason is that blood becomes the witness on the earth. What does it mean, man of God? You see, the world that God has created, he created it to be a world of cause and effect, which means that there is no harvest when there is no seed. You can't go to your farm after weeding, then you speak it up, then fruit will start coming. There is no harvest when there is no seed. Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. He made the world and the earth a place of what? Cause and effect. There is no enjoyment when there is no hard work. God spoke to Adam and said, till the ground and enjoy from its produce. Praise be to God. There is no death when there is no sin. For the wages of sin. So God created this place to be a place of what? Cause and effect. And the programming of God, anything a man does, he must be rewarded or he must be punished. And before you are rewarded or punished, you need a witness to speak for you. So that if your reward is not coming, the witness will say, you are not rewarded. I was there when the person did this act. Praise be to God. Are you following me so far? There must be, you see, the earth, you must be rewarded. The Bible said, God cannot be mocked. So do not be deceived. God cannot be. What a man sows is what he will reap. Praise be to God. What a man sows is what you reap. And before you are rewarded, a witness must speak. Before you are acquitted, or before you are blamed, a witness must speak. In the courtroom, the lawyer is not the best lawyer, or lawyers are not that good. They are as good as their evidence. They are as good as their what? Witness. 1 John chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible said, and there are three that bears witness on the earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. Look at it. 1 John 5 verse 8. Be fast. Be fast. Can I teach Bible? Yeah. And there are three that bear witness where? In heaven. Is that what it says? There are three that bear witness where? Yeah. On earth. What are they? And these three agree as one. So when you are praying to God, that God, I need my level to change. Then God said, Spirit, what do you say about this guy? He said, okay, because you are just God, he has sown seeds of kindness. He has sown seed to where he wants to go to. Therefore, he deserved the place. He said, water. Then water said, what the Spirit said is true. What about blood? He said, it is true. And I said, okay, give him the position. That is why you can never get to a place until God will allow you to serve that place. Before David will become king, somehow he must find himself in the palace serving Saul. Saul was provoking him. A time came, God put the life of Saul in his hands, but he was just testing him whether he was ready to become king. If he had killed Saul, somebody would have killed David. He wouldn't have finished his days on earth. Give the Lord a clap of him. What a man sows is what he will reap. And the harvest is more than the season. So these are witnesses that must speak. Hear me, people of God. When the sin of Egypt became much, that it must be punished. You know, when sin grows, sin is in levels. We are not teaching about that one. When sin matured in Egypt, because they were molesting people who never wronged them. The Israelites came to Egypt because they were looking for food, and they turned them into slaves. And God said, I'll punish this wickedness. And God said, I'll punish it with death. But you, the Israelites, this is what you do. Kill a lamb, put the blood on your doorpost, because I'm sending my angel of death to pass through the land of Egypt. And any house that does not have the blood, their firstborn will die. It means their strength will be gone. Firstborn stands for strength and stability. I'll take it away. But any house that has the blood, I'll pass over that house. So all the Egyptians did it, including some of the Some all the Israelites did it, including some of the Egyptians, because some of the Egyptians are friends of the Israelites. So it does not matter whether you are an Israelite. When the angel comes and there is no blood on your doorpost, your firstborn will die. How did I know that some Egyptians did it? But the Bible said when they came out from captivity, they were a mixed multitude. Mixed multitude means that they were not only the Israelites. Some of the Egyptians were there. Even the Ghanaian was there. You are not clapping your hands. Mixed multitude. They are not only the Israelites. Some of the Egyptians also did it. So it does not matter whether you are Egyptian, you are a Christian, you are a Buddhist. Once you have, you know how to appropriate blood, you have a chance in life. I get it. That's why some Christians get confused. Pastor, why? I pray. Pastor, I fast. I live holy life. This my neighbor does not go to church. But looks like he's going for it, because check what your neighbor is doing. But if you are sacrificed to how you are serving God, nothing can stop you. I'm just telling you, nothing. Nothing can stop you. I believe that some of us have come this far because of sacrifice. Can I tell you something? There are two women I know. One works somewhere. I'll not discard her. The other one works at a petroleum commission. They all gave birth to children. This one who works at petroleum, she has two boys. This one had four children. I know the one who had two boys, the beginning of every year, she takes dollars the first week of every year to put it on the altar that, God, if my prayers are not loud enough, let this dollar speak for my children. Her two children are still alive. But the one that I know, she buried three of her own children. It's not it only one. He said, Pastor, I have handed this one over to you. Pastor, if something happens to my daughter, I'll hold you accountable. She buried three of her children. Not that, and this one that buried three of her children, she's a pastor. A pastor. So this is what I'm talking about. It's not about being pastor, being an elder, deacon, archbishop. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not about titles. It's about whether you have the mark of blood on your life. It's a good place to clap your hands. That is why in the day you die, they'll say, let your works follow you. Listen, sacrifice can stop death. In Isaiah chapter 38 from verse 1 going, the prophet came to Hezekiah the king and said, you, the Lord said, put your house in order. This is your sick bed, we are not coming down. He didn't say, prophet, pray for me. When the prophet turned his back and he was going, Bible said, he turned to the wall and said, God, you want to be unjust. God said, why? He said, because of you, I stopped serving idols. I built temples. I work. I work for you. And now you want to kill me. God said, I'm sorry. God spoke to the prophet, go back and tell him I've given 15 more years. Words can silence death. Sacrifice can silence death. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? That is how it is. So when the sin of Egypt came, blood, if they knew that something like the blood of a lamb can break the captivity, they would have done it long time. But they did not know. I see you coming up from every bondage. The Lord just spoke to my spirit that there's somebody here, the addiction of pornography is on your life. But that addiction is getting broken now. In the name of Jesus. Every bondage you find yourself in. Some of you take two steps forward. You take five steps backwards. We declare that bondage is broken by the efficacy of the blood. In the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yes. Amen. As a preacher, let's preach the Bible. You don't know what we do to remain standing. Go after preaching. So when you get home, they will say, sir, you have come of age. You talk to me anyhow. You put me to shame. You reveal my secret. Amen. If you are a baby Christian, you say, oh, I come against you in the blood of Jesus, it will work. But when you come of age, you know that you cannot die. You know. Like, it is impossible because you have become valuable in the eyes of God. There was a man who got sick. When they went to Jesus and to tell Jesus that he should go and pray for the man, they added that he was the one who built the synagogue in our town. Jesus said, let's go. Let's go right now. His words moved Jesus. Jesus, no, the time he came, he was training him. He doesn't go to many places. When he tell him to come, he said, your friend is sick. Your friend, Lazarus, is sick. Come and pray for him. He said, his sickness is not unto death. By the time Jesus will go, they buried his friend. He doesn't move. But when he hears about the works of an individual, he changes the game. Hello? Someone, an Asawo, Mary Magdalene, did Asawo for many years. And Jesus cast the demons of Asawo out of her. And her many years of Asawo, she bought alabaster and a perfume. Very costly perfume. It's like you having money and then you lock the money into real estate. Because you know that after some time, the price of land will not depreciate. It will surely appreciate. So she bought the perfume. She knows that after many years, the price will keep shooting up. But she decided to use her years of Asawo. She has suffered everywhere. The years of Asawo, she broke it on the feet of Jesus. Jesus said, wherever place the gospel is preached, we should talk about Mary Magdalene. But he has never said, talk about Bartholomew. Have you gone to church and they preach about Bartholomew before? Because that guy will not give one CD. For your name to remain, for your works to remain, you must be sacrificial. Sacrificial. Start with fasting. Say, Pastor, when I fast, my face is turning me. My knees become weak. Pastor, I have osteoparalysis osteum. You are your own doctor. Sacrifice is difficult for you. But life without sacrifice makes no meaning. I was telling somebody yesterday, I was talking to one of my pastors. I said, when you say love, love is not feeling so. Say, I love you. Ooh. Oh, I love you. Love is not feeling. Another word for love is sacrifice. So, love for God is the cross. For God so loved the world that he had feelings. Is that what he said? He gave his only begotten son. So if you say you love a woman, brother, you are in for sacrifice. Sacrifice means burden. Before you think about you must think about her. Before you buy shoe, you must buy two for her. I'm preaching the word. Why would you clap your hands? You know, love for you is kisses. It's not kisses. No. Like you look at your girlfriend and say, you are looking so beautiful. I'll buy you tickets to travel to Dubai. Why you are too beautiful? Right? Just go and come back. Say, wife, you look at the way you are looking. I just bought you half plot of land. Just take it. You are too beautiful. That is love. You are not clapping. Hallelujah. Our time is fast spent. Let's close. Amen. Praise be to God. Today the blood will speak in your life. It will speak over your career. I said the blood will speak in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 22 to 24. The NIV, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to the church of the firstborns, whose names are written in heaven. Say, you have come to God, the judge of all, and the spirit of the just that is made perfect. Say, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And the what? Sprinkled blood. That speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. When you come to church, you are not, angels are not the only ones here. You have come to the church of firstborns, they are not the only ones. But you have come to the blood, the sprinkled blood. That speaks. I pray that the speakings of the blood of Jesus will not end in your life. May the blood not only speak for you, but let it speak for your family and your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you that let the blood speak for you. Because the mark of the blood is on your life, I see that you are unstoppable. In this season, no witch can touch you. No wizard can touch you. You will not die by accident. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear this one. There was a couple that got married on Saturday. And the man of God went to preach in a particular church. When the man of God was returning home, he felt to do number two. He felt like going to the toilet. So in the car, he said, no, I can manage this one. He's an adult. So I can manage. He told the driver, you drive fast. I want to go home and ease myself. But how the thing was coming, he said, stop the car. He stopped the car. He took T-Row from his car and entered into the bush. When he entered into the bush, he saw a man who took the picture of the couple that got married yesterday and began to chant. And he said that they got married yesterday, it is true. But as I tear the picture into two, I separate them from each other. Then he put them together, face to face. And said, as I put you against each other, that is how you will be against each other in marriage. Then he tied it with rope, dug the ground and buried it and used the leg to cover it. When the man of God who was going to ease himself saw this, what was worrying him stopped. Then the Lord said, I brought you to this bush because of those two people. I want you to liberate them. So he was there looking and the man left. When the man left, God said, unearth it. He unearthed it. God said, untie it. And as you untie it, every word the man spoke, reverse it. Reverse it. I believe strongly that, you are clapping your hands. Listen, I believe strongly that that couple were not ordinary church members. They would have done something for God to make a man of God to feel uncomfortable. Are you hearing me? I don't know where your goose have been tied up, where your voice have been buried. But today, as we come to the communion table, anything buried will be unearthed. Anything tied will be untied. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak it to your life. Anything the enemy has done against you, God will undo it. I said, God will undo it. I said, God will undo it. I said, God will undo it. In the name of Jesus, by the sacrifice of Golgotha, I speak upon your prophetic destiny. Anything of yours that has been taken away from your life, we demand a restoration. Let it come back by fire. Let it come back by fire. Let it come back by fire. Let the blood speak into your life. Let it speak your healing. Let it speak your deliverance. Let it speak your promotion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands and shout amen like thunder. Come on, shout amen like thunder. I prophesy over your head, your career will rise. I say your career will rise. Your children are lifted. Your marriage will happen. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy into your destiny. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, we take away sickness from your life. We take away the curse. We take away the limitations. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be lifted. Be healed. Be lifted. Be healed. Be lifted. In the name of Jesus, I see the bad blood separating from your father's house, separating from your mother's house. Anything they say you cannot become, I declare by the blood, you are becoming that thing. In the name of Jesus, I see a new season. I see fruitfulness. I see power. I see profit coming up from your life. In the name of Jesus, you are unstoppable. Why don't you clap your hands? Give the Lord a shout. Rise here. When he saw blood on the doorposts of the Israelite, he didn't visit the house. It means that spirits understand tokens of blood. Spirits, maybe in your family is a spirit of poverty. But I'm telling you, after this communion service, poverty will see you and pass over you. There is a kind of sickness that is in the history of your family. Hey, after this communion token, that sickness will pass over you.
say it will pass over you in the name of Jesus.
In certain families, what is called reward.
They work,
but they don't see reward or recognition. They are not remembered. So he has worked in the civil service for 35 years. He has nothing to show for it.
Nothing
to show for it. Today, after the token of the blood,
Jesus,
that is called vain labor. You work, but you have nothing to show for it. That spirit will see you and pass over you.
I say it will pass over you.
There are certain families, God lifts them up, but towards the end of their lives, they sell everything. They sell everything, including the cloth that was used to marry them. They'll begin to sell the cloth, they'll sell the beads, they'll sell everything before they die, so that the next generation will not start from scratch. I stand on the altar of God.
The God whose word is true, the God who is the amen, the God who is the beginning and the end, that spirit will see you and pass over you. It shall pass over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You will not sell your property for livelihood. You have property, the only way you lose it is that you dash it to people.
You dash cars, you dash houses. And you receive that capacity. You receive that anointing. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
You will not have 20 hectares of land. Then you sell 19. Just because you want to take care of your children. Just because you want to pay fees. Just because you want to pay hospital bill. I prophesy. If you have 20 plots of land, if you don't have any land and you are hearing the sound of my voice, God is giving you properties.
I said, God is giving you properties. God is giving you properties in the name of Jesus.
An anointing has come upon the work of your hands.
I say, your work will flourish. It does not matter how small it is, it shall grow and expand. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Stretch your hands over this communion token. We are praying that this token will be changed supernaturally to become the blood of Jesus. As you appropriate it on your life, let the spirits of retrogression, the spirit that are not mandated by God to work in your life, let them leave you alone. The shame is over. Enough of the embarrassment and the disappointment. Enough of the disappointment, regret, and shame. After today, they shall pass over you. From this time onwards, you will not go to the hospital because you have a sickness in your body. But it will be because you are going to pray for somebody to leave the hospital. That anointing to live divine health, the Lord will impart it through the communion.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to pray. Put a prayer demand on it. The Father, as I commune with you through the communion, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Tell God, I'm tired of fighting. Let warfare come to an end in my life. I am tired of the persecutions. Hey, Malo, Mandia Kadosa. Lu Maria Kavandele Mokiataya Zubre Ketene Mosea Mo Shatanimi Antose Leiva Luma Kataya Dabadaba. As the blood comes on your life, let what is not of God perish. Let what is not of God leave you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place. The communion token was your last institution you established here on earth before you ascended into heaven. And you said, as often that we take it, we proclaim your death. You had to die so that we will live. You said you came to give life, and to give it more abundantly. Today, through the instrumentality of the token of the blood, we enforce your life upon your people. Any career that has been buried, any life that has been wasted, any life that has entered into frustration and confusion, your life will bring that individual back to life. We declare that businesses under the influence of this service are receiving revival. Anyone whose destiny is shattered, the talking of the blood will put it together. That which has been delayed will be released. The contention and warfare over your people today is cut off and nullified. We declare evil is destroyed, good is released, promotion is released, long life is released, marriages, children are released, money is released, open doors and higher platforms. We release it in the name of Jesus. By this talking today, none of us will be a beggar. None of us will be sick. None of us will remain tenant. None of us will be stagnated. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We know this and many other things you will do to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now